When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Bi abi anta wa ummi, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Laqad azama musabi bik. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. Fa as'alullaha alladhi akrama maqamak wa akramani bik. Therefore I ask Allah who venerated your station, who honored me through you, أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Therefore I ask Allah to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding this part and this phrase, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ, we said that the true Zair has to try to understand the immensity of this affliction. And what helps us reach this station, what helps us express our state of intense affliction and sorrow truthfully, is the proper knowledge about the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as well as what happened to him in the tragic event of Karbala. And this is how the Zair can understand the true love originating within himself. It is narrated that when Ayatollah Shaykh Abdul Karim Hairi, the founder of Hawza of Qum, would sit in a gathering of lamentation for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he would not wait for the narration of the affliction that befell on the Imam. Simply hearing the name Hussein would bring about the flow of tears, such that he would sometimes be overcome by loss of strength. The late Ayatollah Shaykh Muhammad Ali Araki is reported to have said this about his mentor, Ayatollah Shaykh Abdul Karim Hairi. He says, "Once I was at his service during the days of Ashura, I saw that that great personality would now and again recite this ode and weep. تبكيك عيني لا لأجل مثوبة لكنما عيني لأجلك باكية. My eye is weeping not in order to attain reward. Rather, my eyes weep for you." When one has understood who the Imam alayhi salam is and has realized how closely he is linked to him and learns about the real tragedy of Karbala, one is naturally overcome with perpetual sorrow and anguish.
Thank you. people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we said, dear listeners, that the true Zair, in order to express his great sorrow and affliction, has to realize Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as well as his personality, his aims, and his lifestyle. That is when naturally the man is overcome with perpetual sorrow, because he has understood Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And such sorrow is so praiseworthy that is equal to tasbih and glorification of the Almighty Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, نَفَسُ الْمَهْمُومِ لَنَا الْمُغْتَمُّ لِظُلْمِنَا تَسْبِيح. The breath of the one who is grief-stricken for us and is sorrowful due to oppression on us is tasbih. وَهَمُّهُ لِأَمْرِنَا عِبَادَهُ. And his anguish for our situation is worship. It is important, dear listeners, for us to understand the subtle difference between ham and gham. نَفَسُ الْمَهْمُومِ تَسْبِيحُ وَهَمُّهُ لِأَمْرِنَا عِبَادَهُ. The breath of the one who is grief-stricken for us and is sorrowful due to oppression on us is tasbih. وَهَمُّهُ لِأَمْرِنَا عِبَادَهُ. And his anguish for our situation is worship. So there is a difference between ham and gham, both of which sometimes are rendered as grief. The difference is that ham is a state of sorrow and grief that comes about when one has already carried out the preliminaries of his intention, but is not able to do what he intended. So it is a state of sorrow for not being able to do something. One who yearns to assist Imam, but is unable to achieve this desire. This is called mahmum, or grief-stricken in the heart. In a tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, indeed Noah complained to Allah of the grief of gham, whereupon Allah revealed unto him, eat grapes, because it removes grief and gham. In his Furuq al-Lughawiyya, the author mentions different opinions on the difference between ham and gham. One of these differences is that ham is the state of grief that transpires before an incident, whereas gham is a state of grief that transpires after one incident. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان. الإيمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين